One More Turn, Episode 1008, Understanding.
I get that you're, again, in love with the idea of bringing down Carson, but that's more because of how he's been treating you lately than anything else. How you feel about me? Us? Well, we were working to take him and Caleb down over Doe.
Carson chose to take public responsibility for the Doe contract fiasco.
Fiasco seems a bit misaligned in description, but all right. Why would he do that?
So he and I could adopt Avery's child.
What the fuck, Bella?
Language.
English?
The English language has many more mature terms to help its speakers.
Save me your schoolteacher lecture. Cripes, you know I couldn't wait to graduate to get away from all that nonsense. Besides, profanity is a mark of intelligence.
Faye, Carson and I adopting that child was Carson's idea, and his idea alone. He didn't even mention it to me, let alone us discuss it. I didn't support it then, and I don't now.
For fudge's sake.
Don't bring confectionery into this. Now you just sound stupid.
You want to bring Carson down because he made a promise on your behalf without your permission or knowledge even? Or the way he's been treating you? Both? Caleb?
Like you already said, things are very different now.
Yes. One of those things is that Carson has become the worst version of himself I have ever seen. You should have never gone after him again.
Isn't it ironic? The last time I ended up at your door was after he rejected taking me back the first time. Let's forget.
We can still make our plan work.
Now you're going to try to convince me to return to our plan? Are you trying to get back at Avery like I'm trying to get back at Carson? Is that healthy? Is this?
If you want healthy, take up exercising or eating some more green leafy foods. But not at the same time, you would probably choke. See? I still do care about you.
You're agreeing to us getting back together, but just to team against Carson and Avery?
One point at a time.
I can work with that. I know you can.
Kindly remove your hand from my thigh.
You would like it moved somewhere else?
Yes. To yourself.
Really?
What did you want to talk to Avery about?
You're serious.
About you not groping me, keeping your hands to yourself, to what you wanted to talk to Avery about? Yes, all of it.
A personal matter.
Good God, so you'd only...
Keep your sacrilege to yourself.
Okay, as I was saying, you'd only tell me if you broke lawyer-client confidentiality?
Faye, how dare you?
Quite easily. As you heard me tell Avery, truth is the first and best defense against defamation. Why did you tell her that Riley had left town and didn't plan to return? She told me, accidentally, mind you, but she told me. How would she even know?
So she told you that. She told you something. What makes you believe it's true?
Other than the fact she did it to hurt me because we were hurting each other in the moment? That you asked me that question, when you did and how you did it.
I learned about it at the same time I learned about somebody else leaving town and not planning to return either.
Oh, is that the personal matter you were wanting to talk to Avery about?
Can we stop quoting each other so much in this town?
When each of us says so much and there are only so many of us, how can we not?
Maybe the question should be, may we quote others, and then maybe we wouldn't.
Or maybe we'd be less civil and do it anyway. Jacob's left too, hasn't he? Bella?
You're not wrong.
I'm prepared to forgive you for not telling me about Riley leaving, but not prepared to forgive Avery about Dominic.
I guess I still love you enough to tell you that you're not comparing like things, Hudson. Or at least not like enough. It works against my wanting to get back with you, telling you as such. But first of all, you and Riley have been so close all your life. Avery and Donovan hadn't spoken to each other in years until recently. Second,
you knew about Dominic.
Well, of course. I've been representing Avery in her adoption proceedings from the start. This you also knew from Avery herself, so I reasonably figured she had told you about Dominic too. I couldn't tell you anything about it that Avery didn't consent.
Setting aside my reminding you of your breaking attorney-client privilege in the past, did you ask her permission to tell me? Better still, have her tell me herself?
Hudson, Avery chose me to represent her because of our own history. She said so herself. She has no feelings toward me that would influence her decision, and no opinions of me, or from me, that would do the same. I agreed to represent her with this in mind.
When you came around to realizing I could still be of use to you...
Don't insult either of us and spare me the wounded ex act.
You could have at least offered me the knowledge of Avery having made a contingency plan in case we could not resolve our difference over the adoption.
Setting aside the fact that was an act of a woman thinking about the best interests of her child, you already knew about Dominic yourself.
Only recently. And you wouldn't have known that I knew unless I told you.
You didn't tell me that you knew.
Actually, I did. I dropped his name in the context of why I was naming him to see how you would respond. Instead of you asking me for more information, you made it clear you knew just as much, if not more, about him. Clearly, it's more.
So, you're not going to help me against Carson? Have you made up your mind?
I will still help you take down Carson because he's earned that particular level of response. Now that Riley chose to reciprocate Caleb's own feelings for her, I'm not concerned about any potential fallout to him. Or her. Now, what's your plan?
You mean what's our plan? Yes, I don't have one, and I'm asking you for ideas. Ones that don't involve the DOE contract.
Do you remember what Carson did 9 seasons ago? When he learned that you and your father were going to pay me for helping get One More Turn Solutions sold out from under him, and Caleb using Riley as a linchpin.
One More Turn, written and created by Daniel Dan Q. Quick, edited by Dark Cloud. Directed and produced by Daniel Dan Q. Quick. Characters in order of appearance. Hudson, voiced by Daniel Dan Q. Quick. Bella, voiced by Annalee Cartamandua Barney. Sounds courtesy of freesound.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod. Voiceover by Sedwick. Visit the One More Turn website at onemoreturn.net. Copyright Civilized Communication at civcom.net. On the next episode of One More Turn.
That wouldn't be the Nora we know.
And we've known her a lot longer than you, since high school.
Your judgment is clouded from the Nora you knew years ago.
Your judgment is clouded by the Bella you wished you had married. I may not have much of a relationship with Max or Nora, but I do with Mora and Nax. We talk.